The next kina is kina Yud Gimel. We're skipping to kina Yud Gimel. If you have the Koran, it's on page 315. Eko. This is a kina that is also from Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. It is based on and elaborating on a medrash in the Yalkut Shimoni, which explains that the word Eicha, which of course is the signature word of Tisha B'Av, is really a composite of Eko. So the words Eko, on the one hand, are a expression of lament and of mourning. It refers to very sad, terrible things. It's really the basis of Eicha. However, the word Ko also comes up, as the Paitan shares with us, at many, many of the great highlights of Jewish history. And many, many of the seminal and really true highlights of the Jewish people and Jewish history, you find the word Ko in reference to that. And therefore, each of these stanzas is constructed with two lines. The first, recalling the great and the glorious moment of our history with Ko, and then transitioning to a lament, the Hein Ata, how terrible things are now, as we have sufferings which we cannot understand and seem to be so distant from the Ko that mark the highlights. For example, we say in the opening of the whole Kina, Eko Koras La'av Befetzach, Bevris Ben Abasarim, Ko Yel HaNetzach. So we see Ko Yel HaNetzach, a reference to the Bris Ben Abasarim. The word Ko is mentioned, and yet, V'hein Ata Bulu Atzamai Beretzach, my bones are being devoured murderously. Lo Me'elokim Zanachta LaNetzach, how come Hashem, you're forever rejecting us? The next stanza, Eko Gosh Kisel Ola, a reference to Akedas Yitzchak, where we say in the next line, Nelcha Ad Ko. The word Ko is mentioned as Avram and Yitzchak are walking up towards Har Moriah. We remember the Zchus of the Akeda, and yet Hein Ata, now things are very, very different. And the next stanza, Eko Haftachas Akudim, the Kudim. We refer to the speckled and streaked sheep that were in Yaakov's dream. Ko yuchash os imko yomar. What happened to that? Hein ata. Things are so bad. The next stanza. Eko zom v'arag mitzri. Right? Moshe, when he kills the mitzri, in a great act of Jewish solidarity, of caring for his brother, his fellow Jews, even at personal risk. As the pasuk tells us, v'yiken, v'yifen, ko v'cho. Moshe looked here and there before he killed the mitzri. So again, highlights of Ko, and now, unfortunately, V'hein Ata. And this goes on until the conclusion of the Kina. What's the theme of this Kina, beyond the very clever and ingenious literary device of using the word Ko? What's the theme of the Kina? And the answer is that all of the Hein Atas, the contrast between the high points of the Ko and the contrast to the Hein Ata, all of the Hein Atas represent a lack of Kvod Shemaim and a lack of Kvod Am Yisrael. We went from periods in our history in which Hashem was revealed, there was tremendous Gilui Hashchina. We went for periods in our history where we were doing great things, where we were on top of the world, and now V'hein Ata, we live in a world, a very, very broken world, which Hashem's presence is not felt. There's a lack of Kvod Shemayim, in which the Jewish people are vulnerable, insecure, not able to live out in peace our fullest destiny and potential. There's a lack of Kvod Shemayim, a lack of Kvod Am Yisrael, both of which came to the world during the Churban. If you take a look at the source sheet, at the next source on the sheet, source number 4 is a short but really remarkable source. It is from the Sefer called the Sefer HaChaim. You have it at the bottom of the first page, source number 4. The Sefer HaChaim is a book that was written by the brother of the Maharal of Prague. Anytime you ever see the Sefer mentioned, it always mentions from the brother of the Maharal of Prague. If any of you ever had a famous brother, then you must know what it must have been like to be this man, because for all of history, he is known as the brother of the Maharal. I would like to hope that they got along well, but be that as it may, the lesser known brother of the Maharal wrote a very remarkable work called the Sefer HaChaim. And there, he writes in the section called Geula v'Yeshua, which is one of the sections, if I remember correctly, I think it's the fifth section, in Perek Gimel, he writes the following, source number 4. Let's read it together. Shagolus inyan hechrechi al ha'emunash inon ikeres rak bagola. He says there is one silver lining, so to speak, in Golus, and that is that it requires and demands more emuna on our part. Kinyan Shamar Chachmenozal, as Chazal taught us, Kiba Mikdash Hayu Onin Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Olam Vaed Achar Kol Bracha Ubracha Ubagola Hayu Onin Amen. I'm not sure how many of you know this, but Chazal tell us that they didn't say Amen to a bracha in the base of Mikdash. They said Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Olam Vaed because his shame, God's presence, was felt clearly and manifest in the base of Mikdash. We, outside of the base of Mikdash, without a base of Mikdash, when we hear a bracha, we say Amen. Amen is a statement of faith. We believe what is being expressed. We endorse what's being expressed. We don't necessarily see it as clearly as they saw it in the base of Mikdash. That's why we say Amen. So it says the Sefer HaChaim in a twisted kind of way, but there's more of an emphasis on the need for emuna when we're in Golus. And then he says the important part that's relevant to us, where it's underlined. Batam, ki b'mikdash ro'u ayin ba'ayin, ki yesh elokim b'Yisrael. That's not what I thought he was going to say. I thought what he was going to say is that it's clear in the base of Mikdash you could see Hashem clearly, you could feel Hashem's presence. But he actually says something a little different. He says in the base of Mikdash you could see ayin ba'ayin as clear as day, ki yesh elokim b'Yisrael. You could see that Hashem was in the presence and in the midst of the Jewish people. Hashem was with us. Aydei hanisim hamafursamim asher hifli Hashem la'asos la'amo dvar yom biyomo. The focus of the Sefer HaChaim, he says, the incredible part of the Mikdash was not just that there was Hashem, that there was Hashem with us, that Hashem was with us, that we had Hashem. He was in the midst of the Jewish people. All those miracles for us and our base of Mikdash, they were all testimonials of Hashem's presence and His commitment to us. And that's why, because we felt so close to Him, He was right there with us. That's why we say Baruch Shem in the base of Mikdash. However, he says, Begola, Asher ein lanu lo navi v'lo choze. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't even have a navi. Va'am Hashem nitein leharig u'leshevi u'lebiza. And now we have no protection. God's people is given over to easily be killed, taken captive, to be plundered. V'hagoyim meraktim behechalo. Our enemies are dancing on our graves. They're dancing in the heichal of the Beis HaMikdash. Hachazan omeir umavarech birkas atagibor hayei gvurosav. And yet ta'am one amein af agav shachush meid hefech zeh. This is an allusion to the Gemara that when we talk about Hashem being a melech, a gibor, and all the different things that we talk about in the Megillah Shemoneh Esrei, the Gemara says that at the time of the Churban, they didn't want to say those words anymore. They stopped saying them. After all, how can we say Atagibor? Ayeg Vorosav, where is your might? We're in Golus. The enemies are jumping all over us. They're stomping on your grave, on ours, so to speak. Where is Hashem's Gvura? And yet, despite that fact, Anshei Knesset HaGedola were able to Heishiv Ateres L'Yoshna. They understood, invigorated, that our belief that even when we're in Golus, Hashem has not abandoned us, even though we and others cannot see it, and therefore as an act of faith, we still say Amen. Zeu vadai ikur ha'emuna, and that is the ikur ha'emuna that we still have to have in Golus. L'fisha tsarus ha'golus. Again, he comes back to this point. Tsarus ha'golus kol yom koshe me'yom shelefanav. Each day is worse than the next. Again, that's why I said when I was speaking earlier this morning, as bad as the resurgence of anti-Semitism is, it would be ridiculous and ignorant to call it unprecedented. We are still living, from a Golus perspective, in the best of times, even though it's clearly not as good as we thought it would be, or as we thought it was, or it was. But think about the way the brother of the Maral here is describing Golus in his day. Kol yom kasha milafanov. Every day is worse than the next. More tsaris, more pogroms, more anti-Semitism. And yet each day there's more and more amuna, as we believe, despite all of these difficulties. In other words, the twin themes that are mentioned in this kina are exactly the themes that the Sefer HaChaim so beautifully and so eloquently gives expression to here in this source. There is a twinning, there is a connection inherently between Kvod Shamayim and Kvod Am Yisrael. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, what we yearn for so much is not only a Gilui of Hashem, which will bring Kvod Shamayim, but what comes along with that is the raised profile and honor deserving and bestowed upon the Jewish people, upon Klal Yisrael. And when, conversely, we live in a situation in which there is no Kavod Am Yisrael, on the opposite, people aren't afraid of us, we're vulnerable, Jews can be attacked in the street, can be attacked on the internet, and it doesn't matter, with impunity, no one's scared, that's not only a lack of Kavod Yisrael, but that itself is a lack of Kavod Hashem. Our kavod is Hashem's kavod. Hashem's kavod is our kavod. And in this kina, as we lament, Eiko, what happened to the good days? What happened when there were, as the Sefer HaChaim says so beautifully, ayin ba'ayin, what happened in those days when you could see everyone with their own eyes? Kiyesh Elokim b'Yisrael. What happened to those days? V'hein ata. And now, we don't have kavod, Hashem. You don't have kavod. We're missing so much. This is what we lament. The combination of Chisaron and Kvod Shamayim and Kavod for Am Yisrael. This is what we lament in this kina. Eko me'akras la'befetzach v'rbiz ben ha'bisari.